for the dessert, we're gonna make that like I said, a raw food torte with these apricots from my garden.
Greetings! Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. In the second of our two-part special, we are back again with Chef Ian Brandt for a unique culinary adventure. He's already shown us how to transform a backyard organic harvest into a spectacular gluten-free vegan main course. And today we'll be making dessert to complement the dish. For more than a decade, award-winning Chef Ian Brandt has been driven to serve his community and change the world for the better. To achieve these ideals, Ian offers guests a memorable dining experience, one that leaves a positive impression on vegetarian cuisine.
They come in and they willingly consume something. Within that process, my hope is that they alter their state of consciousness even a little bit, so that our world can become a more peaceful, happy place, filled with healthier people, more positive attitude, and definitely less sacrificing for these animals, you know, that, you know, we should be sharing the earth with instead of competing with.
Ian's Veg Restaurants changed the face of Salt Lake City. In its 10 years, Sage's Cafe has grown and evolved into a world-class vegan destination. It was voted Best Vegetarian Restaurant Utah for the last consecutive 8 years by Salt Lake City Weekly. Veg News Magazine calls it one of the top 20 vegetarian restaurants for everyday dining. And Veg Out Publication rated it 4 stars, the highest honor of ratings.
Hello everyone, we're going to make another gluten-free dish, and it's a dessert. And it's also a raw food preparation. So we're making a raw food, local apricot, hazelnut, date, torte. So it'll be a layered dessert. So what we have here is a cup of hazelnuts. And so just throw those in there. We have pitted dates. Now just remember, when you are working with dates, even if they are pitted, make sure to go through them all. You have to be really careful about the stem parts that are at the top here. You want to make sure that they're removed, as well as the actual pit is actually removed from the pitted dates. So, because that could hurt your teeth. And so what we have here is the cup of hazelnuts, and we have a cup of deglet dates. And we're going to put in just a sprinkle of salt. Salt is really important for desserts. That's a lot of times missing component. We have a little bit of pure vanilla extract. This is really high quality vanilla extract. If you are looking for the true raw preparation on this, you can use vanilla bean. We'll be blending this until it is a nice paste, so that the paste will still have chunks of hazelnuts and chunks of dates, but it'll be manageable to layer it. It'll have a certain texture. This makes a great simple pie crust as well for a raw food pie. You could also use pecans, walnuts. You don't have to use hazelnuts. So once again, this recipe is not strict. It is strict that it's 1 cup of dates to 1 cup of nuts of your choice. So here it goes. So what we have here is we're just going to add about a tablespoon of water, just to kind of firm up that crust. And there we go. That's all I needed. Just a touch of water. Yeah, so this is what you're left with. But you could turn these into nice little cookies. It's a great recipe. You could simply do something like this. At a dinner party, when you have your friends over, you can do something as simple as this, you know? So, I mean, you could also put the cherry the other way, put a raspberry on top, you know, something like that. So I'm going to try this myself. That's really good. So what we have here is the foundation. And we're going to actually build this up onto the plate with our form. I'm going to take a little bit of our tort crust, and we'll just put that in the bottom here, and we'll start forming this dessert. It's going to probably take a couple tablespoons of this crust, and we just kind of push this crust down onto the plate with a plexiglass form here. You can get these forms at most Asian markets. It's used to make a certain sushi preparation, and it's a great way to create raw food, elegant preparations. And then we have these great apricots from my garden. These are just amazing. We just harvested these earlier today. And so what we'll do is we'll just cut the pit out of the apricot. And I chose the apricot because of the color contrast. And we're actually just going to shave this down, nice little thin slices. And we will layer that so that you can see that color profile on the outside of this form. So you want to cover this whole layer with these little pieces of apricot. We actually won a contest at the farmer's market one year preparing this tort. And a vegan raw preparation, three courses, not all raw, but the dessert was raw. And we beat out all these very well-known restaurants. So that was an awesome experience for us. You can make a large quantity of this crust and make a whole bunch of cookies. You can have multiple preparations with it, once again. So when we make the polenta, when we make the crust, we make all these foundational recipes so that you can eat this for a few days. I don't like the idea of creating a recipe where you just eat it and then you've spent all your time preparing that one recipe and that's it. I want to make sure that you can enjoy that preparation over a period of time, over a few days. It's kind of like a lasagna, kind of like a terrine or a Napoleon. There's a whole bunch of names for this kind of preparation. This here is basically a raw Napoleon, which is a layered dish, whether dessert or savory or sweet. And so I'm going to double the amount of apricots in this next layer so I can really see a little more color. And then I'll go really thin with the crumble on top. Maybe I'll just use one tablespoon for the final layer. And then I'll finish this with raspberries on top. I think that would be a nice way to finish the dish. And then we lift that up. Ta-da, there you are. And then what we could do is take some of these cherries around the outside. These are Rainier cherries. These were grown locally in Utah, and they're just beautiful cherries. Three is such a nice number, so try to do things in threes. So like that. Looks good to the eye. Three of anything. And then we have these beautiful raspberries. These raspberries were actually grown by the state of Utah. It's an organic grown raspberry, but it's grown by the State Extension Service, which is very unique. And they do a lot of research on organic farming, as they know it's the future of farming. Our friend went to Southern California and harvested some oranges. It's tree-ripened oranges. In Utah, we don't really get these too often, so put that on there too. That looks really nice. And then we'll finish it off with this pineapple mint. And so there you go. And there is our raw food, apricot, date, and hazelnut tort, or Napoleon. Hello, everyone. Thanks a lot for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. My name is Ian Brandt, chef, owner of Sage's Cafe, Vertical Diner, and Cali's Natural Foods in Salt Lake City, Utah. And this is our vegan raw food, apricot, date, hazelnut tort, and our rustic polenta with local seasonal vegetables. Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.
Visit Ian Brandt's multi-award-winning gourmet vegetarian establishments. Sage's Cafe, vegetarian organic at sagescafe.com. Vertical Diner Extreme Dining at verticaldiner.com. And Cali's Natural Foods at calisnaturalfoods.com. For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.